Do you remember your confirmation name? You know, the patron saint whom you chose when you received the sacrament of confirmation. Maybe you were an adult, baptized in another Christian denomination, and when you became Catholic and were confirmed, you didn't take another name. Or maybe you're an Eastern Christian, and you were confirmed when you were baptized as an infant. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and these questions about confirmation names came to mind today because we're celebrating the feast of a pope who served from 236 until his martyrdom in 250. Now, what's he got to do with a confirmation name? Back in the mid-1960s, when I was in the sixth grade, there was a popular rock and roll singer, and many of the boys in my class wanted to take his name as their confirmation name. Okay, so what's the name? Fabian. The sisters in my school didn't think we were being serious, that we really had a devotion to St. Fabian the Pope. They thought we might be choosing that name because of the rock and roll singer, and they were right, and so none of us were allowed to choose Fabian. But you know, given who St. Fabian was, he really would have been a good patron saint to have. He was strong in the faith, so strong that he chose to die rather than to give the faith up. We even have a letter about St. Fabian from another early Christian, a bishop in North Africa whom we know today as St. Cyprian. He wrote, "I received your letter in which I was fully informed of Fabian's glorious death. I offer you congratulations that you honor his memory with so striking and praiseworthy a testimony. We can see quite clearly what an example of faith and courage it offers us."